Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Oh my goodness gracious, I do not want to scare you or shock you, but today is March 1st, if you're listening to this real time. Can you believe it? It's March. Like, I was making an appointment this week for the end of the week, this weekend, and someone said, okay, March 3rd. And I was like, March? What do you mean March? Time just seems to be moving a little bit faster than I can keep up. So this month in March, that is what we're going to focus on this month. What are the things that we need to do now to set us up for a great spring and summer? So this is really the end of winter here in the United States, March is, and we actually have had a really unseasonably warm winter. Like in February in Ohio, we got almost up to 80 degrees one day. It was crazy that we aren't having the cold and the snow that we usually have. But even though we're having those warmer temperatures, I don't feel like it's spring or like summer is imminent, even though the crocuses are already blooming. Apparently, they do think that it's already spring. But sometime in March, and if not March, for sure April, but almost always it happens in March, I get this unquenchable urge to purge and organize and clean and just declutter everything in sight. It's just a natural feeling that comes in spring for almost everyone. Like, even if you're not an organizing person and you don't like to organize very much, sometime in March, it will hit you, even if just for one day, that you are ready to get organized and you want to declutter your house and do some spring cleaning. So there are three things this month that I am going to focus you on in order to make a great spring. The first one is you need to plan your summer now. Remember, I said that I plan my year three times a year. So I plan for the fall season, I plan for January to May, and then I plan for the summer. And those are the three times that I plan each year. But even though summer is the shortest year that I plan, and it's only June, July, August, now is the time to start planning that. Now is the time to really look and figure out what you and your family are going to be doing for the summer months. So I got a call from our church this weekend, and they said it was the last week to register for my kids' favorite camp before the price went up, and it almost always sells out. And I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, how did I almost miss that? Like, how did I almost miss signing my kids up for summer camp? And here's why. They're calling me in February, and the camp isn't until June. And mentally, like, if you're listening to this right as it's being released, can you really even think about summer right now? Like, I cannot get my brain around summer right now. But this weekend, I had to, because I had to sign them up for that. Abby needs to take gym as a summer class for high school. We have our vacation planned for summer, so I need to get the dog in daycare and get somebody to watch him. I had to schedule that. All right, the second thing that you're going to do in March is we are going to declutter. We are not going to focus on organizing at all unless you're already in the 100-day challenge. So if you did not sign up for the 100-day challenge, it is currently closed. I know in February, I was allowing you to add in on a rolling basis, but now that we're at the last half of the 100-day challenge, I don't think it's in your best interest to join right at the end of the challenge. And I know that if you take all of that energy that you're going to have in March to declutter and purge and put it into the online challenge that I'm running, the Declutter Madness Challenge, I almost said March Madness, can't say that, it's trademarked, the Declutter Madness Challenge, you're getting your house decluttered. And I have a method to my madness. Ladies, you're constantly saying to me, how do I get my husband to organize? How do I get my kids on board? And here's the thing, they may never get on board, number one. And number two, they may never organize. But if we can get them to help us declutter in March and focus 100% on how much of this house can we get out of this house? Trashed, donated, sold, I don't care. Get it out. And if you want to sell it, if you want to have a garage sale, if you like garage sales or you've always wanted to try it, do it this month. Schedule it for the last weekend in March. It is not going to conflict with Easter. People who love garage sales are dying to get out there and buy garage sale stuff, so you'll make better money in March than you would in June, July, and August if you save up to have a garage sale then. I know from experience. So if you're going to do it, do it. It might be a cold, rainy day when you have the garage sale. But trust me, these people who shop at garage sales, they do not care. They will come to your garage sale even if it is cold and rainy. So if this is something you've always wanted to do, get it on the calendar. This is the month to do it. And instead of organizing anything, I don't want you to organize a single thing unless you're in the 100-day challenge. I want you to focus 100% on decluttering your house. If at all possible, I would love for your spouses and your kids to come on board, listen to the podcast on Friday, download the decluttering madness bracket printables, where we're making it a competition and you mark down how many bags you have. Okay, here's what's awesome. 500 of you have already downloaded the brackets for your family to play along. That means 500 families have this decluttering madness printable on their refrigerator, and they're saying to their families, come on, let's declutter this house. The more successful you are at getting your spouse and your kids on board with the decluttering, even if they don't listen to the podcast, even if they don't fill out the bracket, even if they don't play along for the competition, just knowing that you are focusing on purging and decluttering, and that is the whole goal of March, even if every single family member in your house only got rid of 5 bags of stuff, how many bags is that? And then you could get rid of as many as you want, like 5 a day if you want. Like, just focus on, can this go? Can this go? Can this go? Go through the pantry, go through your closet, go through your bedroom. You could go through any additional room you want in addition to the areas that I'm talking about in the Declutter Madness Challenge. Now, I picked the areas for the Declutter Madness Challenge on purpose. It's the bedroom, the family room, the basement, the garage. These are the areas where your husband and your kids put their stuff. And you put your stuff. So it is a family challenge. There is family stuff in all of these areas. I guarantee you that for 99.99999% of you, if you went into the laundry room, did the whole decluttering challenge yourself, no one is going to mention a thing. They don't care what's in there. They probably don't even go in there. You can declutter that space yourself. You can declutter the bathrooms yourself. You can really declutter the kitchen yourself, unless you're like me and you don't do any of the cooking and your spouse does. Then you might want to have a conversation first. But for the most part, you as the wife can organize everything in your house by yourself. But you have a hard time decluttering your kids' bedrooms, your spouse's clothes, their items that are in the family room. So even if they're not doing the challenge, if you are going to do the family room, then at the end of the day or on the weekend, pull them each in for 15 minutes. Say, I only need 15 minutes. Come here. And then just have on a line everything you want a decision about. Tell me, can all this go? And I'll tell you what, when I do that with Greg and I say, okay, come here, it's just gonna take a minute. Come on, follow me. And he'll walk in a room. If I have it all laid out and I'm like, okay, I'm getting rid of all of this, he will scan the pile and 90% of the time say, fine, turn around and walk back out. It took him 2 seconds, but I just got a agreement on a whole bunch of stuff that I wasn't sure that I had the authority to declutter. Now, 10% of the time, he'll say, why are we getting rid of that? No, you can't get rid of whatever it is. And so that piece will come out of the pile, but then the rest can be decluttered. The more legwork you do and just use them for decision making, the more you'll be able to declutter. So I deputize you. I'm going to deputize you, professional organizers, for the month, because this is what I do. This is all I do. Our team goes into people's houses. We empty all the drawers in the closet, and then we say to the homeowner, do you want this? And they say yes or no or sell or donate or whatever. All they have to do is make the decision. We do all of the work. We empty the closet. We reorganize it when we put it back in. We take the donations where they need to go. We do all of the work. The homeowner just makes the decisions. So I deputize you, professional organizer of the month. You can be professional organizer forever if you want, but professional organizer of the month for your family. And so in these areas, if they are not jumping on board and decluttering, you know, like I'm encouraging you to declutter, be the professional organizer. Like when your spouse comes home from work, have everything you want them to make the decision about in the garage, in the middle of the garage, and say, hey, you know, the basketball hoop got taken down. Do you think we still need all these basketballs? Or just ask them questions. Don't make them touch anything. Just make them use their mind and then their mouth to give you an answer. And then you go ahead and donate everything and sell it. In a perfect world, everyone would help us, but we do not live in a perfect world. Okay, that's decluttering. I want you to print out the brackets if you haven't, which I am like floored how many of you have already printed it out. I just think that shows that we are all ready. We are so ready to get rid of this stuff. And if there's any way that we could get our family on board in a fun, motivational way, we want to do it. So I am super excited to see what happens there. I'll have a link for the decluttering brackets also in today's post. So that's organize365.com/155. Whenever you're looking for whatever goes with whatever podcast you're listening to, after like podcast 120, I think is when I started doing this, just do organize365.com/whatever number it is. Speaking of which, if you liked that idea of the three new years and you just started listening to the podcast in 2017, just scroll back to episode 134. That's when I explain how I organize my calendar and my brain three times a year. I do not want you organizing your paper in March. I only have three goals for you this month. Number one, think about your summer and plan your summer. Number two, declutter as much as humanly possible. Even if you already organized, there's in the spring, there's always stuff that you can declutter. I've noticed that I'm like, how is this still here? I bought that. I never liked that. I've been decluttering like crazy already. So declutter yourself and I deputize you a professional organizer for your family. So if they don't want to do the work, you do the work and just have them give you the answers so that you can declutter things. And look at big things too, like furniture. Like, is there furniture that you want to declutter or things that are on the walls or decorations? It's time to declutter as much as possible.